Hello, this is Percy from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. So are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
All right. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
All right. So this November, there's going to be an election for U.S. President and other offices. So how certain are you to vote? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
I'm very sure I'll vote.
All right. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Well, I would say it's pretty good.
All right. So do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are, like, much too high, somewhat high, about right, or a little low?
Somewhat high.
All right. So the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballots. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teachers' pay to keep CCSD competitive and recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demands for services, hiring more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. So to pay for all of these, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's mill levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year for every 100,000 of home value?
I'll vote no.
So, all right, vote no. So the second ballot issue would be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new building schools or school buildings, make repairs and renovation on existing schools as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying and in-demand jobs. So would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs of increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 per $100,000 of assessed home value?
I need to do more research into that.
All right, no worries.
Undecided,
all right. So knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school buildings projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek school building bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value?
Undecided.
All right. And lastly on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements and expanded space to meet demands for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to around $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for the CCSD property tax increase?
I'll vote no.
All right. So following up, opponents to tax increasing ballot issues might say the following: property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. So do you strongly agree with this statement, somewhat disagree? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm not sure. So yeah,
all
I'm
right.
Invited. I'm committed,
no worries.
Whatever.
All right. So lastly, I'm going to just read you a brief statement that supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons to voting yes. And if you could please rate each one as either being very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all a persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. So the first one is, school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future.
And what are the choices again?
Yeah, the choices are, do you think this is a very persuasive reason to vote yes, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all?
Not persuasive.
All right. Despite recent increase in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 education, and it is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay.
Not persuasive.
Passing the bond provides for funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students.
I'm not persuasive.
Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teachers' pay and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs.
Definitely not persuasive.
Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certifications to a high-paying in-demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, and others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens.
Not persuasive.
Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Not persuasive.
Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help keep thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners.
That's not persuasive.
And lastly, CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status, as well as the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to help stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve of a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements.
That's not persuasive.
All right. So after hearing kind of all this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demands for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay, all at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for the CCSD property tax increase?
I'll vote no.
All right. So am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
Yes.
All right. Would you mind telling me your age, or would you rather I give you kind of categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
That's not important.
All right. So do you have any children 18 or under?
That's not important.
All right. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
American Indian.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.